Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting third. The center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Reggie Smith. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting sixth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Criss. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike Criss. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting second. The third baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Leon Durham. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is hit by the pitch. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball four. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Clark steals second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills takes first base on ball 4. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Criss. Wills moves to second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Wills moves to third. Sandberg moves to second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Wills scores. Sandberg moves to third. Buckner moves to second. It's 2-1, Giants. Fred Braining now pitching. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley takes first base on ball four. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. O'Malley moves to second. Fred Breining is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breining bunts towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Wills covering, for the out. O'Malley moves to third. LeMaster moves to second. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moreland. May reaches second base with a double. Clark goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Giants. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. O'Malley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. It's 4-1, Giants. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops it up and throws to first, with Breining covering, for the out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Fred Breining is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breining is 0-for-0 in the game. Breining hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wolford. The throw from Davis and he is out, Bauer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Durham is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Scott Thompson pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Will strikes out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Sandberg moves to third. It's 4-2, Giants. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. Moreland hits a line drive towards short. LeMaster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Barr now pitching. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a line drive into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Bauer reaches second base with a double. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Tid Row covering, for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dan Briggs pinch hits for Dick Tid Row. Dan Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs strikes out. One out. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wills hits a pop-up. Foul, towards third. O'Malley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Lee Smith now pitching. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark moves to third. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Malley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-3 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Steve Henderson. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molinaro for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hector Cruz now playing left field. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 0-for-1 in the game. Barr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cruz. Barr reaches second base with a double. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. Barr moves to third. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Jody Davis. Greg Minton now pitching. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bauer moves to second. One out. Gary Woods pinch hits for Lee Smith. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bauer scores. It's 4-3, Giants. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from May and he is safe. Will steals second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Sandberg hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.